Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fritz, and here is what he has to say. Hello Sane Man, this is what I have to say. The only way to become a full MGTOW god is through genetic manipulation and transhumanism. In the future, we'll no longer be slaves to our biology. We will have the ability to turn off and on our desire for sex and companionship. You will see an attractive female, and she will be like a rock in the road. You will not be attracted to her. You will have more free time to make your own goals come true. You will no longer be burdened by your own biology. You have 100% control of it. You won't get your heart broken due to rejection or a breakup. You won't get divorce raped. Unquote. Well, Fritz, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You don't need genetic engineering and transhumanism to be free of your biology. You just need the willpower and a few custom hacks. But when I was 20 years old, I was able to shut down my sex drive back then, when I had more raging hormones at that age than at any other age. And this was thanks to my religious dedication and sheer willpower. I turned it back on after a month because I was afraid I would never get the blood flowing into my junk again. And it took me over half an hour to will a boner out of myself. After that, I decided never to do that again, because I didn't want to take the risk of permanently limp wood syndrome. Because at the time, I thought I would actually need that part of myself to have kids one day. Today I watch spicy content on the internet that can't exist in real life, and get off on it. When I see attractive women in public, they're like rocks on the road to me already. I have all the free time in the world to make my goals come true. I'm 100% in control of it by making this content, and so are many guys listening to it daily. MGTOW philosophy works for many guys, and we should be grateful that we have it. Some of us have the ability to control our biology through mental discipline alone. But will we really want technology out there for all men so that it would level the playing field with regards to male freedom? I'm against putting technology in my body if I can actually find alternative solutions. Therefore, I'm against transhumanism. I'm against pharmaceutical medication as well, unless you actually have no other choice. I learned about transhumanism back in 1998 when I was in college and took a course on it. The idea was to take technology to augment yourself into a living work of art. Eventually we'll see it, but I don't think it'll be in our lifetimes. Also, do we really need technology to suppress the pain we go through with regards to the opposite sex in life? I believe you need to feel intense love and have your heart broken at least once, because then you know what it means to be human. Remember that line, hard times create strong men. If you've been rejected by women and forced to learn how to control your impulses, it makes you a stronger person. If your heart doesn't get broken, then you start to treat women disposably the way they treat us. Is that really the way you want to do things? However, the one thing I would like to see avoided is divorce rape, because it destroys a man's life. But the normal relationship pains we go through in life bring meaning and build character. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to a society where people feel only good feelings and not the bad. Clown World Show. Imagine a government or corporation controlling your transhuman implants, and that way they can turn the pain and pleasure parts of your brain on and off. If you don't do as you're told, no more pleasure when you slip yourself into that golden vajayjay. I have no arguments against people wanting to be transhuman, but I do if it's regulated and controlled by governments and corporations. You know that that's exactly what we end up seeing. So you have the wrong opinion about politics or refuse the jab, then I guess you need to have the parts of your mind shut down that give you pleasure, unless you changed your mind and do as you're told. The latest RoboCop film, which was awful, at least tried to discuss the ethics about what happens when OCP shuts down Alex Murphy's emotions and lets the AI take over RoboCop's policing duties because his mind is way too slow. Transhumanism brings up a lot of questions about free will, and if you have implanted tech inside of you, it might limit your freedom of choice. I'm disappointed that in the last few years, a lot of 18, 19, and 20-year-old guys are nihilistic about love and relationships. I tell such guys that there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. These guys look at how bad women are when compared to 20 years ago and won't touch the metaphorical stove, get burned, and then learn not to touch it again. Mind you, there was no Me Too and any serious false allegations culture 20 years ago. But still, wisdom is gained by living and not simply by observing. These young guys don't need to have their hearts broken and are just like me at that age rejecting women in relationships. Except I did it for a year or two so I could concentrate on my schooling and religion. These new guys out there doing it have the fear of having their lives ruined. Also, shutting down one sex drive might mean that you might actually not be able to transmutate all that sexual energy into something more constructive and productive. If that's the case, we might be throwing out the cock with the used condom. Technology always has unintended consequences, especially when you put it in your body. Just look at the crazy world we're living in right now to understand the dangers. I could imagine if there was some sort of Neuralink technology out there pushed by the World Economic Forum, where the people that took it would be more productive in the economy. And if they didn't get it, they wouldn't be hired, because there would be augmented workers that were faster and more efficient than you if you choose not to be augmented. I believe technology can make the world a better place. But I'm just afraid that somewhere out there, the CEO of the company that creates it will have direct access to your mind. In the last year, people have given up their bodily sovereignty to have a job in many cases. Just imagine having to give up your mental autonomy to be part of society. We're already heading in that direction with the talk of the incoming cyber pandemic, which will probably require some sort of digital cyber passport to access the internet itself, and everything we see and do will be tracked. The World Economic Forum says that the goal of the Great Reset is the fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identities, hence our bodies interacting with technology, and that technology connecting us to the internet with a thumbprint to access the internet, and finally our biological identity with some sort of genetic engineering. I suspect they want to control our very consciousness itself. Fritz, don't you see the dangers in what you want? Just so you don't actually get an awkward boner in band class. Why not use MGTOW philosophy instead to free yourself if you can? If you work at it, you'll gain freedom from females. You will realize that most of them are boring, and that you're wasting your time with them without the need for Klaus Schwab to shove silicon up your schwing schwang. A film that shows you the dangers of implantable technology is called Repo Man with Jude Law. Look at the Borg from Star Trek as another danger of the powers that be creating a hive mind out of human beings through transhumanism. If you weren't alive back in the days when Star Trek The Next Generation aired with the Borg, then you have no idea how terrifying of a threat they were back then with regards to the human characters on the show. It's not you that will no longer be burdened by our biology and have control of it, but it'll be the elites that have control of you. Fighting the elites at this point is next to impossible because most people are already too cowardly and most bowed down to authority when they got their jib-jabs. There's a tiny 1 or 2 or maybe 3% that refuse to bow down. We have a couple of options. The first is to fight a battle we can't win because the sheeple are already against us. The other option is to elevate ourselves into the top 1 to 5% of asset holders in society, and hope that the elites have some need for us in the future. Some of us, if we're lucky enough and successful enough, might actually manage to get up into those elite circles ourselves. I doubt it, but who knows? I used to want to fight the system and stop the current inflation that's destroying the middle class and lower class. But when I learned to profit from it by buying assets that would rise in value, beating both the official and unofficial inflation rates, I actually saw some hope. If that doesn't work, then I'll probably go live off in the desert or something like Obi-Wan Kenobi after the Galactic Empire took over. Many of you have been posting in the comments section about why I'm still talking about women when there are far more important things going on in the world. Funny how male nature and our desire for women intersect so perfectly with what is being said in the World Economic Forum. Fritz, I find it troubling that you might be willing to hand over your biological and digital identity to globalist diddlers so that you wouldn't get yourself into a bad marriage with a woman. Fritz, just use MGTOW philosophy to figure out women. Consume content in massive quantities like a madman until you eventually realize that women are boring, and there really isn't all that much to them. They're just like a mirror at the beginning of the relationship, designed to get you to fall in love with yourself, and then eventually they transform into a monster, yet you still hold on to the imprint of the memory that reflection you saw earlier was actually them. You don't even end up seeing their true form because what they do is change slowly enough so you don't even notice. I guess you should fall in love with the one thing that can't be taken away from you yet, your very own mind. But don't give Klaus Schwab the keys to your cranium, so he can fuck you with his skullduggery. He's like a boring Dr. Evil. Him and Bill the Gates of Hell end up telling you everything that they're planning in advance. If you're a guy that's been listening to my content for a while and you're still falling for tricksters like them, then you need to develop some more of your critical thinking skills. If someone out there shows up and tells you that you no longer have to be burdened by your biology, but all it takes is a shot in the arm, most people will do it. as a society, we're now so averse to real pain that we don't realize that it can teach us a lot about ourselves. Maybe all this is happening because today's 20-year-old male has the same testosterone levels as a 67-year-old man did 20 years ago. What changed in our world besides screens surrounding us at all sides? Maybe women only seem more disagreeable to us today when compared to 20 years ago because we lost that James Bond giving his lovers five across the eye spirits before having sex with them. I would love to be augmented with technology and get artificial eyes that allow me to see in the dark like Riddick, or ones that zoom into things from miles away. But the problem is that you know that some corporation out there will eventually create a subscription service in order for you to use your own cock. If you want an orgasm, that'll cost extra. If you want sperm to come out so you can get a woman pregnant, that'll be an added fee, please. If you don't believe me, then look at the Adobe company. You don't buy software from them anymore. You simply license it. That way, in the long run, you end up paying 10 times more than you would before. And you're forced to take upgrades that move around all the features instead of just buying one product once and enjoying it for 5 to 10 years. Imagine paying a subscription service for all your augments that are implanted in your body. The scariest part is the majority of people out there will get their implants and will have no problem paying to play with their own wieners. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fritz for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Klaus Schwab will wrap his head up in a saran wrap and smash humanity up its collective schwing-schwing with his cue ball-shaped head. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that are distracted by the benefits of technology and can't see its greatest dangers away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.